Thank you. God!
All right, starting that set of music coming at you out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, ladies and gents, with some cool psychedelic rhythm sounds was Moon from their debut long-playing record. We heard Meridian and Stained Glass, re-recording a number of previously released and far more unrefined, distressed-sounding sort of recordings. The Moon LP really sort of, I don't want to say it polishes up some of their previous work, but it relaxes some things a little more. There's a little bit more of a different kind of mood on the Moon full length that will allow you, however disconcertingly so still, because it does still fall into a lot of unnerving and spacious kind of territory, slightly less cacophonous at times than some of their previous work, and a highly enjoyable release of that. Not at all trying to say it's a clean platter that you want to serve your dinner on to eat and lick thereof. Not at all. Definitely a highly enjoyable record, and I really recommend you to go check out their Bandcamp and check out their tunes. Old Moon out of Halifax, good time. Saw them at Sappy Fest this summer, and through the hazy, sappy Sackville afternoon, emerged into enjoying what I sort of imagined, remembered the next morning at least, imagining as a more of a major key version of the Black Angels, more minor key kind of sounds. And really enjoyed hearing the record for the first time and really helped fully realize and galvanize the concert that I had experienced last summer. So very cool, nice to hear new music from those guys. Thoroughly enjoyable band out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Coming at you from Los Angeles, we had after that Liars with some new music from them. We had Mess on a Mission and Dark Slide. Definitely a band, almost kind of thinking, I've always thought of them as a West Coast counterpart to a band like Oneida, who's really sort of transformed beyond their proto/post-punk kind of moves into this sort of weird avant, and in the case of Liars, especially electronic, avant-garde and electronic kind of group. So some pretty exciting new sounds from them. Was really happy to pick that LP up at Backstreet Records. And so we heard some earlier Liars there to just sort of like stir the pot a little bit and give you a little more of an idea of their old sound if you're new to the band, with a new number called Broken Witch. Coming up next, we're going to hear some music created by a fella right out of St. John, New Brunswick. This is Mort Garson. I'll say some more about him after the break, but an early adopter of Moog synthesizers, a composer who moved to New York as a young man to study music and had quite a career under his belt. So if you're from a St. John listening here in the hometown, dig this, because this is one of our folks making real good with some very exciting avant-garde sounds, ladies and gents. Pioneering the old Moog synthesizer and wigging them all out. This is off of a record recorded as Lucifer, a number called Solomon's Ring on Smash Block, local 107.3 FM. Welcome back, ladies and gents. You may not know it, but if you're listening right here in our hometown of St. John, New Brunswick, you were just hearing some original avant-garde sounds from one of our very own, a fellow by the name of Mort Garson. Yes, growing up right here in St. John, I kind of want to do a little more research on this character. I came across him in some other readings and sort of cognitive travels that I was doing over the holiday season. And I was really thrilled to discover this guy's music. I'm sure I've run into him before and not thought twice about it. But grew up in St. John, moved to New York City to study music. Got into, you know, pop songwriting and composition and doing arrangements, orchestral arrangements, different things like that. Our Day Will Come, which has been performed by a number of singers. It's one of the sort of classics, or it has always been in my mind in terms of the pop canon, I guess, or whatever you want to call that. But Fellow was responsible for that number. His music was also used as audio in the televised moon landing. And he went on through, from the late 60s on, basically went on to adopt a lot of synthesized music approaches, one of the first people to incorporate those into a lot of his compositions, having sort of kicked off a friendship with Mr. Moog back in the day. So originally sort of was brought in doing weird Zodiac-themed records and things like that, and sort of brought this instrument in as a way to liven up some of those kind of psychedelic, you know, compilation sounds. You had the Trombones Unlimited and, like, you know, hits on string and hits on brass. And so in the 60s, the effort was to make these, well, what if we could make some really weird sort of like records that'll end up in people's parents' basements in 20 years, but for, you know, the psychedelic kind of generation. So Mort Garson was a part of that. We heard cuts from two records of his released during the 1970s in that last batch of music, the first of which was recorded as under the name Lucifer, I believe, in 1971, and that featured the tunes Solomon's Ring, The Ride of Ada, Voodoo, and Voices of the Dead. And after that, we had Ataraxia, which is from 75, if I'm not mistaken, with Sorcerer, Astral Projection, and The Unexplained. Yeah, that's right. And so again, an old Mort Garson straight out of St. John, New Brunswick, something to be very proud of, and a fella I've enjoyed discovering the music of, low these past 2 weeks, and look forward to checking out a little bit more. And well, and that's all I have to say about that. Going on to a very different kind of avant-garde, because we do want to play music on this show, and that's what we better get down to. Coming at you from Calgary, here's a couple cuts from Fuck Off Dad from their Unit Structure Sound Recordings self-titled release, ladies and gents. Their debut, if I'm not mistaken, on Smash Blocked.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smash Blocked on Local 107.3 FM. I didn't do a lot of housekeeping this week, it occurs to me just now, this late point in the show. But if you're listening to Smash Blocked, you can hear us in St. John, Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here in St. John, New Brunswick on Local 107.3 FM, of course. Repeated Tuesdays, 10 p.m. to midnight at present, although you never know, that could change. But for now, set your radio dials there, kids. Yes, that's right. We're also on air at CFUV in Victoria and also Free Radio Edmonton in the mountains. And so check your local listings for those as well. You can find us online on Facebook, search Smash Block, Local 107.3 FM, and we're also available for download at radioforall.net, as well as through the NCRA program exchange, so get down with it. If you're a psychedelic kraut, noise, avant-garde, free jazz, punk, post-punk, you know, any of that kind of ball of wax, please drop me a line. Let me know if you're corrupted, experimental, undermining of convention yet exploiting that said convention at the same time oriented kind of sounds kind of band would fit in on this show. I would love to hear from you. Find us on Facebook, Smash Block, Local 107.3 FM, and drop us a line. We started the set out with two cuts from Fuck Off Dad's self-titled debut on Unit Structure Sound Recordings out of Calgary, ladies and gents. This group is, we had A3 and A2 off their cassette release. They then went to a little further west to BC and heard from Shearing Pinks with three cuts from their Muscle Memory cassette released last year. We head out on the lake, Switchback Mountain, and the Submerged Tenth. And in honor of the sort of quasi-electronic psychedelics, rhythm sounds that we've been celebrating all night, and especially in honor of the more particularly unsettling and even terrifying aspects thereof, let's have one of the bands that galvanized a lot of those strains into one very brutal force to be reckoned with. Coming at you live out of New York City in 1978, this is a recording of Suicide, giving you a little Frankie Teardrop, ladies and gents, on Smash Block, Local 107.3 FM. Frankie,
Jason's Land.